What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled The Oofy Doofy Theory is Alive and Well in the Hijabi Community. Just had a nice late dinner right about now. I had some chicken and vegetables left over and I just ate them and I gotta clear up my throat. So, today's video. The Oofy Doofy Theory is alive and well in the Hijabi community. Now, the Oofy Doofy Theory, I know some of you guys been bringing that up in my comment section lately, and you've been asking me to do a video about the Oofy Doofy Theory. For those of you who don't know, the Oofy Doofy Theory goes like this, that women are attracted to men who are blue pill as fuck, and also at the same time, these guys, they look like they could be deformed in a way. Not saying the guy is completely ugly or anything, but it looks like the guy has something going on, like some sort of mental retardation going on, as if the guy has an IQ of like 72 or some dumb shit like that. So in other words, women are actively looking for some goofball who is like low IQ and has no idea what the F is going on. So, I've been researching the Oofy Doofy Theory. I've been keeping my eyes out on the Oofy Doofy Theory. You know, usually, guys, I don't like to do a video until I have enough proof. Because a theory is a theory, you know. A theory is, hey, we don't have proof this happens. We are hypothesizing, an educated guess. But the Hijabi community actually proved the Oofy Doofy Theory, and I'm going to tell you why. You see, in our Muslim community, whether it's in South Florida, whether it's back in Egypt, you know, a lot of women, you know, we have a big family back in Egypt. We have lots and lots of friends in South Florida. It's a big Muslim community down there. And every time I hear of a woman getting married, you know, I always ask my mother, let me see the groom. And 100% of the time, the woman looks hotter than the guy, and the guy looks like, again, he looks like a simp. He looks like he is somehow deformed. And when I say deformed, I don't mean he's like fat, bald, ugly. I mean, it's kind of like looking at an autistic person. You know, when you look at an autistic person, you can tell they're autistic, right? It's the same way the Oofy Doofy is. You look at these guys and you can tell something with them just isn't right. And you're always asking, why is this hottie? What's she doing with this Oofy Doofy? Well, thanks to the Hijabi community, I finally figured out why. You see, I've said it before and I said it again, Hijabis are the biggest sluts on the face of the planet. So what a lot of these women do, especially if they have a career and they went to college, what a lot of these Hijabis do is that they ride the cock carousel, they get cream pied by Chad and Tyrone, and then when they get to be 27, 28 years old, and you know, Chad and Tyrone, you know, they got younger, better, hotter, tighter women, and these women are not getting called by Chad and Tyrone, and at the same time, they are losing their looks, and they say, this is the time for me to lock down that high-value man. Now, I know there are PUAs out there. One of them is not going to be named, yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha, who tells you all the time, you gotta be a high-value man. Well, like Lion of MGTOW here on MGTOW TV said, high value man simply means you got a target on your back, okay? Because a lot of these Hijabis, they marry guys who come from money. The guy himself did not generate wealth. Daddy generated wealth. So a lot of these money, they don't care about the guy they're getting married to. They simply care about getting access to daddy's wealth. Now, these young guys out there, you know, they never got their pee-pee touched. And they're thinking to themselves, oh man, I went to college, I got a master's degree, you know, I'm working for my father, or I got, you know, my family business going on, I'm making money, I got a house bought. Oh man, of course this woman loves me because I'm a responsible adult. The reality of the matter is, bro, she just wants your money and she wants to take advantage of you. Listen, money doesn't change the fact that you're a fucking incel, okay? You know, a lot of these oofy-doofy guys out there, they're incels, and women know that. Women know if you are the type of guy to be taken advantage of or not, okay? As you guys know, I'm in San Cristobal right now. You know, I just went to a bar here, bar called Cafe Revolution. I go there, I get a bottle of Heineken for 50 pesos, which is like what, $2 and some change. You know, I kick back, check over my emails, you know, spend a good hour there before I leave. And all the women there, you know, they were dancing with oofy doofy guys. Now, Cafe Revolution is known to be an expat bar, meaning pretty much, you know, European and American people would be there. So to me, going to Cafe Revolution is kind of like going to any bar back in America. Now, the woman over there, they all had these beta male orbiters, and these women, again, female nature is universal, man. There's really nothing special about a hijabi over your typical Western Tatiana, other than the hijabi can simply say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. You know, I was sitting home for the past 15 years reading the Quran and knitting until you came around. When in reality of the matter, they were getting cream pied up and down, side to side, you know, by Chad and Tyrone. So, female nature is that women just want to have fun. You know, as you guys know, I started a new channel on YouTube called The Muslim Coper because a lot of Muslim guys out there, man, they need help and they need it bad, man. So I was actually going through my video list on MGTOW TV and I did a video over 2 years ago called Women Just Want to Have Fun. And that video now is more true than ever before. Women simply want to have fun. They want to go out, they want to have fun, they want to dance, they want to get drunk. They just want to enjoy life. Why? Because women have no soul. Because women have no soul, therefore they are a bottomless pit of, I just want to be entertained. You know, if a woman had an option between attention or oxygen, she's gonna choose attention, even though without oxygen she'll die. But the thing is, if she has no attention, she'll end up committing suicide. So these women out there, guys, they just wanna have fun, fun, fun. If you guys remember that video I did a couple of years ago, women just wanna have fun, fun, fun. That's the reality of the matter, is that they just wanna have fun, and the oofy doofy is the perfect provider of a woman going out and having fun and doing whatever she wants because she's in charge of the relationship. Now, you guys gotta understand, man, outside of Chad and Tyrone or the bad boy criminal, it's very, very hard for an average looking dude to get laid, okay? So you have to be either Chad and Tyrone or the bad boy. Or you pay to play, which I don't do, but I don't look down on other people who do it. Or you gotta simp for that pussy real bad. Because you gotta look at a woman's perspective, right? I have Chad and Tyrone on speed dial. They can come and cream pie me anytime, right? And also at the same time, I got all these beta male providers orbiting me. What am I gonna do with you, Mr. Average Looking Dude? What benefit does an average looking dude have for today's woman? See, this is a $1 trillion question that everybody out there watching this video has to ask, okay? If you're watching this video, you're an average looking dude, okay? You're not Chad, you're not Tyrone, and you're not murdering people right now, okay? So you have to ask yourself the $1 trillion question. What benefit do I have for the modern day female? I'm not hot enough to make her pussy wet, and at the same time, I'm not gonna dance like her monkey, you know, spending 5-6 hours with her, entertaining her. So what value, what benefit do I have for this vapid, soulless woman? And the answer is zero. You have zero value for that woman. So what these beta males hope for, you know, these oofy-doofy guys, is that they get a woman drunk. And I see it all the time, guys. I don't care where I've been in the world. You know, women start drinking, and usually by 1:45, 2 o'clock, a woman gets so horny, so hot and horny and drunk that she will sleep with a beta male. So a beta male is willing to do several things. He's willing to spend 5-6 hours getting a woman drunk. He's willing to have his woman dance with other men. When I was at Cafe Revolution, they have a live band. So these women, they're dancing with different men, you know? It's like, dude, your girl is grinding up against some random Mexican, bro. But that's the whole point of women choosing oofy-doofy guys. It's because they know that these guys have a next to impossible time getting laid, and therefore these guys are gonna let the girl do whatever she wants, because hey, this guy may never ever see pussy again in his life. Again, guys, outside of pay to play or Chad and Tyrone or, you know, the criminal, it's next to impossible for you to get laid. You know, if you're an average looking dude and you're at a bar or a pub, ain't no woman gonna come up to you and be like, oh my God, you're hot, let's go have sex right now. It's like, look, the bitch has a dozen beta male orbiters around her, you know? There are guys out there who are going to be a little bit taller than you. There's going to be guys out there who are going to be a little bit cuter than you. There's really nothing special for you, Mr. Average looking dude, to benefit a woman. Now, I know a lot of you guys are going to say, well, you know, I'm high IQ, I'm a good man, I'm responsible, I'm not some zombie idiot, I actually have dignity, integrity, honor. Listen, none of that stuff means anything to women. Again, women do not have souls, okay? So, because women do not have souls, they cannot have something called Ruh al-Qudus. Ruh al-Qudus means the Holy Spirit. See, this is why there was no such thing as female prophets, because women cannot be held responsible. How are you going to hold a soulless creature responsible? You can't. So these women out there, all they care about is themselves having fun. So this is why these hijabis, they go out and they get these fugly looking dudes who, again, when I say fugly looking, I don't mean that they're fat, overweight, you know, bald or anything like that. I simply mean they look like they're fucking retarded, kind of like low IQ idiots, you know. But, you know, a couple of years ago, actually more than a dozen years ago, when I was driving cab in LA, man, I remember this one time I was driving cab like a dozen years ago before Uber was a thing. I picked up this woman, I know her and her husband. I picked her up and I was dropping her off at her house late night. And she told me, hey, cabbie, do you mind if we pull over here? And I'm like, sure. So I pulled over. She started sobbing and took out a cigarette. And she's like, hey, can you lower the window for me? Can I smoke in here? Because you're not allowed to smoke in a cab. But you know what? I don't give a fuck. You know, driving cab, you know, that, you know, it wasn't a business for me. It was just so I can survive. You know, it wasn't something that I took seriously. So I'm like, yeah, sure. So she lowered the window. And, you know, it's none of my business why she's crying. I don't care. And she was like, and she was like, you know, I love him, but I'm not in love with him. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I understand. So back in the day, guys, when women got married to oofy doofies, when they got married to beta males, they would do so simply because they need the financial security, and they hated being married to such guys. This is why the divorce rate is so high, because like Joe the philosopher here on MGTOW's TV said in a recent video, the reason why a woman would leave you, it's because she doesn't like you like that. And again, like Joe the philosopher said, if a woman leaves you, she doesn't like you like that. Period. There is no reason for a woman to leave you if she likes you like that. I told you about the Mexican chick I met at a pub back in Cancun. You know, she told me all her boyfriends left her. And they left her because, you know, they were bad boys. Even though they took money from her, even though they stole her furniture, they beat the shit out of her. Eventually, they ended up leaving her, and she wanted them back. She would do anything for these guys to stay with her. But again, this shows you that if a woman finds you sexually attractive, you can literally beat her up, steal her property, take money from her, and she'll even give you more of it, okay? But if a woman doesn't like you like that, and all of a sudden you're not providing her fun, she's gonna walk away. So what women are doing today, guys, is that they're pushing open relationships, okay? An open relationship is when, you know, you get to see other people. Now, the guy doesn't see anybody. The woman is the one who sees multiple people. That's how it works, you know? Swinging is becoming a thing, you know? There were always swingers out there. You know, swingers are married couple who have sex with different people. That type of subset of people has always been around. But now, because men have become so weak and pathetic, women are like, yo man, I can actually have an open relationship, and the guy is gonna go for it. So this is why these hojabis are marrying these oofy doofy guys, because they know that I can still fuck Tyrone, I can cheat on him, I can do pretty much anything I want, plus I'm gonna have access to his daddy's wealth. So there is no negative side, there is no negative consequences for a woman to get married, you know. Let me say that one more time. In 2022, there is no negative consequence for a woman to get married. If she can have an open relationship, if she can openly cuck her husband, come on, man. Tell me, where is the negative side effect for a woman if she can have the security of an oofy doofy beta male and yet go out, sleep with Chad and Tyrone, and get pregnant by them, and the oofy doofy husband is still gonna take care of her, love her, and raise kids who are not his? This is where we are in 2022. This is what you guys out there who are good men, you have dignity, you have integrity, you have honor. Look, I know a lot of guys out there, when they see women with beta males and simps and oofy doofy guys, they're like, how? I mean, look, I know I'm not Chad, I know I'm not Tyrone, but you know, I'm better looking than these guys. I'm taller than these guys. Why is she with them and not me? Well, it's because these guys are willing to simp for her pussy. Okay, they are her a walking ATM, like Red Pill Mary said. Attention, time, and money. That's all these women want. They want attention, time, and money. And these guys are willing to give her all that and even more. Okay, you, Mr. Good, dignified human being, you're actually her enemy. Yeah, if you are a good man, especially if you have morals, you are her enemy. You guys have to understand, man, this shit is serious, okay? Islam tells us that when Satan is about to come into this world, women are going to rush out to greet him, to the point where you physically have to tie women down with a rope. You have to physically tie him down to keep the woman from join in Satan. This is what Islam tells us, you know. I know sometimes Islam tends to be more figurative than literal, but Islam told us in no uncertain terms that you physically have to forcibly tie a woman down to keep her from joining Satan. And these women out there, man, they're property of Satan. I've said it before and I said it again, man. If any of you guys are entrepreneurs out there, heck, I might even do this later. You know, I might have a t-shirt that says Satan's little helper, or another t-shirt that says property of Satan. And then, you know how women love to wear Satan horns. Guys, do you see the number of women on like TikTok and Instagram and just walking around town? They got like horns going like that. That's not funny, guys. That's really not funny. That's a woman telling you in no uncertain terms, I'm property of Satan. And they know it. You know, women have a special relationship with Satan that you and I don't have. You see, you and I, we have souls. And because you and I, as men, we have souls, we just don't have that special type of relationship with Satan. We tend to have more of a special type of relationship with God. Let me say that one more time. When you are a man, you have morals, you have a soul, okay? You have a special type of relationship with God. So therefore, Satan is going to be like, what am I going to do with this guy? You know, that's God's property. I can't, you know, I have no power over him. So Satan goes over to a woman and she has a special relationship with him. And sometimes Satan will say, hey babe, you see that guy over there? Why don't you do Big Daddy a favor and go fuck him up? Because Islam also tells us that a woman can lead a good man astray. So you can be a good man going to heaven, and then comes some sharmuta, and she misleads you to the hellfire. Because again, she's property of Satan, you know. So I, Amr Mitwali, I genuinely get repulsed by loose women. You know, these women who are just going from man to man, you know, bar hopping, you know, YOLO, alcoholics, just having fun. I find these women to be super repulsive. And the reason behind it is that as somebody who has morals and as somebody who has a soul, obviously, I'm on Team God. So when you're on Team God and you see women doing this stuff that God tells you, don't do that, it naturally repulses you. Opposite of that, when you see these satanic women seeing good guys like us doing what's morally right, that turns a woman off. So just like I and you who have morals, we see dirty, dirty sharmutas, we get turned off by them. They, because they are Team Satan, when they see us having morals and doing what's right, guess what? That's a major turn off to them. So this is why these women go out to these oofy-doofy guys, because the oofy-doofy guys, you know, she can take advantage of him by religion. She can tell, you know, so many hijabis out there, they tell me, oh, Amr, when God in the Quran said that men have superiority over women, what he really meant is that men should pay for women. That's what God really meant. Yeah, bitch, putting words in God's mouth. Let's see you try to justify that on Judgment Day. But this just goes to show you guys, 98% of women out there are going to be property of Satan, okay? And things are only going to get worse, okay? I want everybody watching this video to understand something very important. Until the Son of Mary, that's Jesus, comes back and he kills Satan or the Antichrist or the Dajjal in Islam, things will get worse, okay? 98% of women are going to be property of Satan until Jesus kills Satan. When he kills Satan, or the Antichrist slash Dajjal, these women are going to be like, oh shit, Big Daddy Satan ain't going to be here for me. Well, I better go suck some alpha male's cock. So when is Jesus going to come back? 5, 10, 20 years from now? I don't know. You don't know. But all we know is until the Son of Mary comes back, things will get worse in every way possible. Women are not going to get better. You guys out there need to understand, you know, yes, there are women out there who are panicking because, you know, the economy is getting bad. But guess what, man? These very same women will be like, hey, let's have an open relationship. Let's go to a swingers club. You guys have to understand, man. As long as women are in, as long as women are in anticipation of the arrival of Satan, listen, the laws can be changed. You know, even if the laws were changed so it doesn't hurt men, you're not gonna change women, guys. You are not gonna turn these dirty hoes into housewives. Get that out of your mind, guys. There is nothing you and I can do to change dirty charmutas into housewives. Change all the laws you want. It doesn't mean jack squat. Until the Antichrist slash Dajjal is defeated by the Son of Mary, that's Jesus, women will only get worse. You know, they might better manipulate you into having a relationship with them, but again, ultimately it's going to end up being, hey, let's have an open relationship. When I was at Cafe Revolution a couple of hours ago, again, I have to stress this again, Cafe Revolution is a expat bar. You know, a lot of expats, that for those of you who don't know, expats are like Americans and Europeans who live in third world countries. I'm in Cristobal in southern Mexico, for those of you who don't know. So what these expat women would do is that they would purposely go out and dance with the Mexican guys in front of their white boyfriends, because this was their way of telling their white boyfriend, hey, this is an open relationship, bro. Don't you dare think I'm your woman. You guys know the old MGTOW saying, it's not your girl, it's only your turn. Well, guess what? Your girl really belongs to Satan. That's the bottom line here. So, yes, thanks to the Hojabi community, the Oofy Doofy theory was indeed proven to be true. So the Oofy Doofy theory is not a theory anymore. The Oofy Doofy theory is basically women wanting to have fun, and after they've been cream pied by Chad and Tyrone, and they know that their looks are going to start going down because now they're post-wall or very close to hitting the wall. So what they do is that they go out and they find the highest value man who at also at the same time is too damn stupid, too damn naive, and quite frankly, probably retarded in a way. Because again, these women who go after the Oofy Doofy guys, it's not the Oofy Doofy guys they want. It's daddy's money. Because think about it, man. If you're a guy and you built your own wealth from the ground up, first of all, are you going to squander it all away on some Tatiana? No, you're not. Secondly, you're going to be the type of dude who's going like Andrew Tate. You know, Andrew Tate built his wealth from the ground up. Do you see Andrew Tate wasting his money on Tatianas? No, not really. And he cycles through them. So a guy who builds up his wealth by himself from the ground up, women know that, hey, this is not going to be a guy that I can take advantage of. So this is why women go after guys who come from rich families. And that's exactly what my ex did. You know, my ex thought I was an Oofy Doofy. You know, I come from a well-to-do family. So she's like, oh, this guy is an Oofy Doofy. I'm going to have him buying me like Louis Vuitton purses, taking me first class to the bay. And then when she realized, you know, I'm no oofy doofy, she was like, well, Amr, you have an option. Either you get rid of your YouTube channel and do what I say, or I want a divorce. Guess what I did? I didn't even buy a plane ticket from Lauderdale. I hopped in a car and I drove straight to the Egyptian embassy and served her divorce papers. So yes, the hijabi community has proven that the oofy doofy theory is no longer a theory, but a scientific fact, okay? That's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.